Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today was a mixed day for grain futures. Corn was down 2 to 3 cents, and soybeans down 14 to 16 cents, and then wheat futures were the one bright spot for the grains. Kansas City July closed up 4.5 cents at 657 3/4, and that was about 18 cents off of the high. Midday, the market did get up as high as $6.75 for July, but then started selling off and then found some weakness going into the close. The Chicago wheat futures also higher today, up 2 to 4 cents and about 15 cents off of their highs for the day, but they did close in the green across the board for wheat. Which was a good thing, of course, here in the Southern Plains. To break down the charts, we did have the weekday today, and the beans did not go through the 50-day moving average, so we're still above that. Did not make the high set back in the middle of November. The talk in the trading world was the head and shoulders pattern that the January beans were setting up. So the head is just under $11, and of course we're at 10.23 now, so significantly off that. We've got to go through that level to keep the trend going up, even though we're above the moving average. July Kansas City wheat remains in a bull trend, revisiting levels that we haven't seen since this last summer.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
One of the biggest drivers today is the information out of Russia and the financial problems they're having. You know, one of the things that really drives dollars into the Russian economy is their sale of oil. With the price of oil coming down, that's limiting their income. And then you also have things like wheat that they produce a lot of. They're talking about restricting the export of wheat to keep all the good, high-quality wheat in the country. And so all these things going on, and then you have their the Russian ruble having its meltdown. So all these things combined is a big factor affecting all the commodities, and that's what's keeping wheat up, or at least thought to have kept wheat up here to start the day. There was also a positive thing happening for soybeans that didn't really reflect in the market, but China publicly agreed to buy some soybeans in 2015. And that was thought that maybe that would support the market. Of course, we saw that it didn't here midday. Longer-term forecast here in the plains looks like it's going to be normal rainfall, maybe a little bit below normal temperatures. Nothing real newsworthy there. South America, Argentina, and Brazil may be getting a little bit dry, which their growing season is really important right now to not be dry. So that'll play a factor here in the coming weeks.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, live cattle down the $3 limit, February 158.75, April at 158.10. Feeder cattle also down the $3 limit, January 219.60, March at 215.25. February lean hogs down 160 at 81.67, April at 83.42. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 7 3/4 at 6.54 3/4. May up 8.5 at 6.58. March Chicago wheat up 4 1/4 at 6.23 1/4. March corn down 2.5 at 4.06. May down 2 at 4.14 1/2. January soybeans 16 lower at 10.23 1/2. March down 14 3/4 at 10.31 1/4. March cotton 87 lower at 59.78, May down 81 at 60.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.